Well, a good job done by your Lance in the end. I think 1:14, he'd had a 15. It could have been a tricky night, but you were always in charge.
Yeah, I mean, we're very pleased with the reaction from the riders. Obviously, the track was very wet to start with, and it could have gone against us, but fair play to them. They got on with it and rode with their heads to start with, because it was very tricky. So, yeah, we're really happy to get another 3 league points on the board and remain unbeaten at home. And we've got a nice little run behind us now since Richard Andrews has come into the team. He's given us a bit more strength, and coincided, you know, with Brad returned to form, and a few things are coming together, which is good.
Yeah, I thought riders from both teams did a pretty good job, because after getting the rain when they did, although the track staff did a good job, we've all seen the meetings at this level where it gets a bit messy, and actually, by and large, they did okay.
Yeah, I know. It probably wasn't pretty and not the best meeting, you know, spectators will ever watch, but, you know, fair play to all the riders. They got on with it, and, you know, it would have been easy for them to throw a fit and not want to ride, but, you know, they just got on with it, which is really good to see.
And you're getting points from all down, you know, everybody's chipping in, even their Cupid going in as number 8 and picking up good rides and, you know, getting through the 4 laps, picking points up. These are all little signs along the way for you, aren't they?
That's right, Mike. You know, Brad has been really good for us lately. Yes. He had a bit of an off night tonight, but, you know, Ben stepped up to the plate. So, you know, that's a sign of a decent team. You know, when one has an off night, somebody else steps up and comes to the table. And you can't ask for nothing more from the top two, you know, unbeaten in, I know, certainly the last two home matches now anyway. And terrific pairing to have later in the meetings, you know, if it's close. You know, obviously tonight it wasn't, but they still went out there and did the business. They can only beat who's in front of them. And, you know, Luke and Richard did a solid job in the middle. Obviously, the rider replacement rides, giving extra rides to, you know, Richard, and tonight we gave Lane 3 rides, and you could see the improvement in him. He's staying up for 4 laps, like you say, and riding with his head, and, you know, it just shows the points are there if he can last 4 laps, and I'm sure he'll get quicker and quicker and pick more points up as he gains a bit of confidence.
Absolutely. And just last, I mean, Kent have had another big win tonight, so the top 4 are starting to break clear. I know Kingsley and Bellevue have got matches in hand, they'll want to get in there, but if the current top 4 goes on to be the final 4, that is a really exciting prospect for the league.
Yeah, definitely. Very open league this year, you know, up to 12 teams from 10, and very competitive with the likes of Birmingham and Eastbourne coming in last year. Makes it, you know, a really competitive league, and you know, we've got to go to Bellevue and tracks that are lower than us in the table at the moment, the likes of Stoke and Buxton, Isle of Wight, you know, so we've got to be looking to try and pick up results from that. I put in my programme notes that, you know, roughly on average you need to come up with about 2 points a meeting over the course of the season, and we're sort of ahead of that at the moment, but obviously we've got not that many home league matches left, we've got more away, so we got to try and capitalise on the away matches where you can get more points. And if we can get into the playoffs, we'd be really happy with that. You know, there'd be mission accomplished, and then everybody starts 0-0. You know, it's all about the 2 or 4 matches at the end of the season. So, you know, first and foremost, we look to get in the top 4, but then hopefully when we get there, you know, we just give everything we can to try and win the league.